time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The president held a celebration on the White House lawn on Wednesday, touting the passage of the GOP tax scam bill. For about 30 minutes, Trump and Republicans from Congress boasted of passing a major tax package that will mostly benefit the ultra-wealthy and big corporations.
You haven't heard this expression, but we are making America great again. You haven't heard that, have you? I want to have them get up and get the glamour and the glory, and I just want to have a few of them come up, and they'll speak for a little while, short. If the shorter, the better. That way we can get all of you. We'll get everybody up, right? But I want to thank Mitch McConnell. I want to thank, what a job. And I want to thank Paul. They're going to speak. They're going to say a few words. But Paul Ryan and Mitch, it was a little team. We just got together and we would work very hard, didn't we? Huh? It seems like it was a lot of fun. It's always a lot of fun when you win. If you work hard and lose, that's not acceptable.
Utah Senator Orrin Hatch was particularly nauseatingly effusive in his praise of the president, along with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Speaker of the House Paul Ryan.
Mr. President, I have to say that you're living up to everything I thought you would.
Exquisite presidential leadership. Mr. President, thank you.
You're one heck of a leader. This president hasn't even been in office for a year.
This has been a year of extraordinary accomplishment for the Trump administration.
And look at all the things that he's been able to get done.
President Trump has been making history since the first day of this administration.
This is one of the great privileges of my life, to stand here on the White House lawn with the President of the United States, who I love and appreciate so much. And we're going to make this the greatest presidency that we've seen, not only in generations, but maybe ever.
If that wasn't bad enough, the White House celebration followed a cabinet meeting earlier in the day in which, the Washington Post reports, Vice President Mike Pence praised Trump once every 12 seconds for 3 minutes straight.
I know I speak on behalf of the entire cabinet and of millions of Americans when I say congratulations and thank you. Thank you for seeing through the course of this year an agenda that truly is restoring this country. You described it very well, Mr. President. You've restored American credibility on the world stage, and you signed more bills rolling back federal red tape than any president in American history. You've unleashed American energy. You've spurred an optimism in this country that's setting records.
You got the idea. Meanwhile, back on Capitol Hill, the ranking Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, Mark Warner, delivered a speech in which he warned that a potential firing of Special Counsel Robert Mueller or senior leaders of the Justice Department and the pardoning of witnesses needs to be a red line for the Senate.
Beyond being irresponsible, the seemingly coordinated nature of these claims should alarm us all, particularly since in recent days these baseless accusations have been repeated by several members of the House of Representatives. I believe it is up to every member of this institution, Republican or Democrat, to make a clear and unambiguous statement that any attempt by this president to remove Special Counsel Mueller from his position or to pardon key witnesses in any effort to shield them from accountability or shut down the investigation would be a gross abuse of power and a flagrant violation of executive branch responsibilities and authorities. These truly are red lines and simply cannot allow them to be crossed. Firing Mr. Mueller or any other of the top brass involved in this investigation would not only call into question this administration's commitment to the truth, but also to our most basic concept, rule of law. It also has the potential to provoke a constitutional crisis. In the United States of America, no one is above the law, not even the president. I hope my concerns are unfounded. In many ways, I hoped I would never have to make this kind of speech, but there are troubling signs. It is critical that all of us, as elected officials, and as citizens, speak up against these threats now before it's too late.
Trump attorney Ty Cobb keeps insisting that Mueller is safe, but Warner noted that, quote, the president's track record on this front is a source of concern. I'm certain that most of my colleagues believed he wouldn't fire Jim Comey either. About that big recount in the Virginia House of Delegates, after questions raised by a Republican election official, a three-judge panel decided on Wednesday that one more Republican ballot was valid, taking the one-vote lead away from the Democrat. The race is now tied. Control of the Virginia House of Delegates will now be decided by a random draw. Senator Al Franken has announced that his resignation from the Senate will be effective on January 2nd. Minnesota's current lieutenant governor, Senator-designate Tina Smith, will be sworn in on January 3rd. I got the news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.